In this bulletin, the first international flight lands back in Melbourne with returning overseas travelers on board. U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tests positive to coronavirus. And in sports, the Australian Olympic Committee says the postponed Tokyo Games will proceed. With the latest in SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Labour is launching its childcare fee calculator to determine costs for families if it was in power instead of the coalition government. The opposition expects 1 million families would be better off under Labour's plans for the early education sector. Labour leader Anthony Albanese says parents can log into the calculator service online to see the estimated benefit to their lives.
That's what Labour wants to be about, making a difference to people's lives in a positive way. Particularly helping working families and therefore helping to boost our economic productivity. This is a great economic reform.
The federal government is introducing industrial relations laws this week in an attempt to clear up confusion around casual work. Attorney General Christian Potter insists unions and employer groups have helped to develop the reforms to support workers. But Labour's Tony Burke is concerned casuals will potentially lose workplace rights if employers take advantage of their conditions. The MP is urging the community to be cautious about the legislation, which he says may not benefit casuals. Federal Defense Minister Linda Reynolds says a delay in the disbanding of the Special Forces Squadron at the Center of War Crime Allegations is appropriate. Defense Force Chief Angus Campbell has promised to remove 2 squadrons from the order of battle following the release of a damning report into alleged Afghanistan war crimes. He has now indicated that the timeline for that action is being delayed to fit in with an implementation plan. Ms. Reynolds says she supports the decision.
The Sabre Squadron, 2 Sabre Squadron, will be disbanded, but the CDF, quite rightly, is wrapping up all of these actions into a single implementation plan, which, given the gravity of the issues and the issues that will play out for many years, I think that is entirely appropriate action.
The Federal Tourism Minister says the arrival of more Australians returning from overseas will reunite families in time for Christmas, but admits it's a challenging time. Both Victoria and South Australia are accepting international flights with their hotel quarantine programs restarting so stranded travelers can come home again. Minister Simon Birmingham says the total number of passengers being processed will increase to 6,700 each week.
There are real challenges and threats, and it's why we have to work very closely, carefully with the states and territories. Our government has committed more Defence Force personnel to help Victoria in this task to make sure it can be done as safely as possible.
A Sri Lankan Airlines flight from Colombo landed on Monday morning. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced on Twitter that his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive to coronavirus. Last month, his son and White House aide Andrew Giuliani also contracted COVID-19. The former New York City mayor is the latest member of the president's team to test positive after Mr. Trump and the First Lady were diagnosed in October. The United States has recorded almost 15 million cases of COVID-19 during the pandemic. The head of the Australian Olympic Committee says the postponed Tokyo Games will proceed after his recent meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. It was recently revealed that the delaying of the 2020 event because of the coronavirus pandemic is likely to cost organizers $2.8 billion. The Australian Committee's president, Mr. Coates, says safety measures are being put in place, including regular rapid testing throughout the Games next year.
If we have a vaccine that will make life easier, that whatever happens, the athletes will be allowed into Japan, and we're working through other stakeholder groups.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 33. Adelaide, a morning shower or two, 19 degrees. Melbourne, showers increasing. Windy, 18 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, a sunny 27. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 30 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Brisbane, showers and a storm likely at 34 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 33 degrees.